Family Health Center of Marshfield has been serving patients for over 50 years. Family Health Center of Marshfield is a federally qualified health center, and they had their first patient enrolled in the prepaid health plan in March of 1974. They've served more than 250,000 patients and operate 10 dental centers, 3 alcohol and drug recovery centers, and 1 primary care center. They also employ over 400 people. I spoke with Eva Sheppa, the Director of Health Services, and Sheila Heiser, a family nurse practitioner, and they discussed the clinic in more detail.
Family Health Center is part of a movement of over 1,400 federally qualified health centers across the United States. We're one of 17 in Wisconsin. Got other colleagues nearby. One is Bridge Community Health Center in Wausau, is a fellow or sister health center. And in 2022, we served over 47,000 patients. And we're a little bit of a secret out there. It's quite a large number. And I think, oh gosh, you know, haven't heard of Family Health Center. That 47,000 is largely through our 10 dental centers. And then we also have 3 alcohol and drug recovery centers. And then now our newest medical site here in Marshfield. And in March 2024, we'll be celebrating our 50th year. We've been around for quite some time.
All right, excellent. And now, you know, you've kind of already touched on it a little bit here, but, you know, you mentioned the dental services and things like that. But what kind of services can people expect to find at the Family Health Center?
Yeah, our medical site, I think, is what we'll primarily talk about.
So the patients that we would see are of all ages. So we'll see newborn to older adults of any age. We'll see them for wellness exams, so physicals, annual physicals, well child exams. We'll see kids for sports physicals. In the future, we're hoping that we can do DOT driver exams. You have to be certified to do those. So that's in the plans. We'll also see patients for acute care visits, anything that's non-emergent. So kind of like a walk-in urgent care type of setting, colds, flu, sinus infections, strep throat, things like that. We'll have immunizations available, and we will have lab services available. And then we'll do referrals out to specialists based on, you know, patient concerns, needs. Something more needs to be addressed by the specialist. We can work with them to refer them to whatever site that they would prefer to be seen at for that specialty care.
Okay, excellent. So then what would, you know, if I'm an average patient, let's say, you know, why would I come to the Family Health Center as opposed to maybe just going to, you know, the regular clinic down the road?
So I think that it's no secret that the larger organizations would like you to see more volume of patients throughout the day. And I think Family Health Center will allow for you to feel more personable relationship. You know, we are a smaller clinic to start with. So I think just the ease of access to our clinic will be much easier to just get in the door, and then the ability to get a hold of someone, you know, speak to the receptionist, make an appointment, but also to be able to interact with your nurse and provider will be easier, more accessible, and just feel more like a patient and not a number.
There really are some components that make us different and helps us reach out to the most underserved communities. And one is health centers are located in areas of higher need. So you might think, Marshfield, why, you know, why we've got the medical complex there, we've got Aspirus in town, a rich variety of chiropractors in town, but there still is a group of folks partaking of the free clinic, St. Vincent de Paul Free Clinic. They don't have a medical home, a regular home, and then there are many others that are just slipping through the cracks and not accessing those larger healthcare systems. So, due to federal scoring, they look at providers and population and illness, and they calculate areas of need. So Marshfield still is an area of great need for primary care services. As a health center, we not only see you for your medical needs, but we have a comprehensive list of services that we have to provide. So mental health, that the alcohol and drug recovery services, the dental. And then I think this is the icing on the cake, which is our supporting services. So we help folks apply for coverage if they're eligible for it. We have a sliding fee scale for the uninsured and the underinsured. And so we're able to help with those out-of-pocket expenses for people. We have nurses and care coordinators. They work with folks over the phone to meet their health and social needs. We have pharmacy services also to access low-cost prescriptions. And lots of people have trouble affording their medications. And so those supportive services really help to look at the whole picture for the patient, and not only what ails them walking in our door, but what's ailing them outside of our four walls, and figuring out a way to address those, recognizing that affects their health too. We're open to everyone with or without insurance, so it isn't just for those that are uninsured. Anyone can come. Anyone who wants to have excellent quality patient care, they need to come to us. And this is the piece that's really important, is we are governed by a patient majority board. So that means at least 51% of the board members must be patients of the health center. And so I've been with the organization since 2001, and always have interacted with the board from day one. And they are the ones who say, hey, are you hearing about this dental problem? Because we didn't provide dental care 50 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And we start to hear from them what the needs are in the communities. And then we are obligated through our federal tax dollars to address those needs. We have to figure out a way. Sometimes we're implementing the programming on our own dime until federal funding follows. Sometimes there's federal funding right away, but we have always enjoyed bipartisan support at the state and federal level. We are your tax dollars at work, and we must be responsive to the community and the needs of the community. And I've just seen the board take that very seriously, as well as the Family Health Center leadership since 2001, and hence we're now growing in the medical setting, as we're all facing a primary care shortage. We're going to be another avenue to provide care.
And now I know you mentioned earlier in the interview that it was in 2022, you said that the Family Health Center saw about 47,000 patients. Do you, can you kind of break that down further? Do you know how many patients you see typically week to week, month to month, things like that?
That 47,000 is overall, so with our dental centers, our alcohol and drug recovery centers, the majority is like probably 46,000 or so is dental, very heavy dental at this point. But Sheila can share, you know, on an average day, kind of where we're at or what our capacity is and why we're promoting the clinic right now.
So now, you know, we're new, so we're building a practice right now. I have the capacity for 14 visits a day. So, and that's not to say that that's a set in stone number,
right?
You know, there's room to work with patients when they call, if they need to be seen sooner rather than later, you know, we're going to work with them to try and see them regardless of, you know, what capacity we're at for the day. So, so we just, you know, we want to say that, you know, if patients are looking for new primary care, we know there's been lots of turnover of primary care providers coming and going. So if anybody is looking for a new primary care provider, they are encouraged to call and schedule.
So. I'm not sure if we mentioned we do lab services too. So we are able to draw and send labs in. So that is one less stop somewhere else to get care.
And one other thing I forgot to mention too was that we will have telehealth.
We have telehealth
visits. So I think that's an important piece for, you know, if they're coming from a ways away, they establish care, something comes up, you know, there's the possibility of doing a telehealth visit versus having someone have to come into the physical clinic. So.
Right.
And then I guess just the last thing that I have for you here this afternoon is just if you have any final thoughts, anything either of you would like our listeners to know about in regards to the Family Health Center.
Patients call the office.
Okay.
That phone number is 877 998-0024. And we are open to kind of get to know you, no charge visits. Mm-hmm. We've had folks come in just to meet Sheila and get a feel for her, way she practices medicine. And if it's a match, you know, you always want to have that good match. And if they are on the same lines as you. So we're open to that for folks just to kind of check us out. And otherwise, yeah, call, make appointments, all takers, any insurance. And if you don't have insurance, please come as well.
They also mentioned that the clinic also provides care and management of chronic conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. If you'd like to learn more or schedule an appointment, please call 877-998-0024.